He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey. How was that?
That was great.
Good, because you bug me all the time. I want everybody to know that Corey bugs me about my hello. Well, he makes me practice it every single day.
It should be inspirational, motivational, exciting,
lovable. I can't do it as good as you, though.
Friendly, warm.
Yes, yeah.
So, what's cooking?
I've been so freaking busy these days that I just haven't had time to create anything new and exciting. I just stick to the basics, man. That's all I can do. I've just been busy. I'm a mother and a wife, and I cook and I clean and I do grocery shopping, and I've got my new contract I signed, and I'm trying to keep myself in shape. I'm just so busy. Cooking for anybody is the last thing that I want to do right now, but I do manage to stick to the basics. I do exactly what the Athlete's Cookbook, and I manage to get things done. So lots of filtered water, freshly squeezed juices of grapefruit and carrot, protein shakes with absolutely everything that you can jam pack into a shake, right? Large salads, lean wild meat, fish and chicken, lots of green leafy vegetables, and the salads have, of course, the everyday healthy salad dressing on them, and supplements and vitamins galore. So even though that I'm a busy bee and a queen bee at that, I do get everything done. And there's so, you know, if I can do it, you can do it too.
Well, you certainly do get things done, dear. And our meals are absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, right.
I have taught you well.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But no, but getting back to the basics. In the gym, with nutrition and health and life, the basics are always what you need to focus on. If you get away from the basics, then you're going to start losing value.
Yeah. And I can do it, too. I always have, for example, always have hard-boiled eggs in the fridge. I always have some cut-up vegetables. I always have some oatmeal in the fridge. What else do I have? There's always something in there.
Manna bread. Steamed whole grain rice.
Yeah, we have that. So there's always something to grab. And then there's always like a little leftover.
Salad dressing.
Right, always have that.
So we can use that as a dip.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always have like leftover meat, fish, or chicken that is undercooked so that if I do nuke it or reheat it again, it's always there. It's always ready to go.
Yeah, there's frozen fruits in the freezer. We've got a bottle of the sport oil. I mean, shakes are so easy to whip up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, people out there, if you're not into protein shakes, you are really missing the boat when it comes to sports nutrition. Incredible.
Yeah.
Like I've seen people, including myself, gain 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds of muscle, lean mass, over a period of time, of course, with the training, just by getting into protein shakes. That's how you raise your protein profile. That's how you bring that nitrogen. And remember, the big N, you can't gain muscle without a positive nitrogen balance. Impossible.
But I think that one of the most amazing things for me about the protein shake is you lose your cravings for sweets.
Yeah.
I cannot begin to tell people how that works.
Stability, right? It stabilizes the blood sugar.
Yeah.
And if you make the shake correctly, like if you're over fat or under muscled, the shake's going to be different. If you are going into a workout or you just had a workout, the shake's going to be different.
Absolutely.
Bedtime shakes. Some people even wake up at 4 a.m. and have a shake.
Yes, I know.
I mean, liquid nutrition gets in without opposition. There's no digestion really required because it's already reduced to a liquid state. This is how you maximize the absorption of the food. And a lot of people today are not absorbing their food.
Right. And then you feel, oh, gosh, you know, it's like the middle of the day and you say, oh, I feel like a coffee and a muffin. But then, you know, just turn around or have a great big glass of water or have yourself a little protein shake. You don't need to make a huge, gigantic one. Just maybe about an 8-ounce cup.
That's and how long nice does it thing. Take?
Yeah.
It takes 5 minutes from beginning to end, including the cleanup.
Yeah.
And you got all your materials on hand. And at work, I don't want to hear any excuses out there either. If you're at work, you better have a workstation set up. You got a blender, frozen berries in the freezer, a bottle of oil in the fridge, and your protein powder.
How many people do we know who go to the office and they even own their own businesses and they have a whole kitchen set up in there in their office and in their workplace and they don't have a blender?
Yeah, and they don't have a water station.
I know. Oh, I don't have time or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You don't have time. Well, I'll tell you, like I said, I am so flipping busy these days, but I still manage to get it done. Because if you want to get something done, you ask a busy person.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's why I can keep and maintain, is because I'm doing what is supposed to be done. What this whole industry tells us what to do, I'm doing it.
Yes, and with my apprentice yesterday in the gym, he's 17 years old, he said,
aww,
Corey, he said, I'm rethinking everything I'm doing when it comes to nutrition. I said, that's great. I said, protein is the anchor, and you build around it. And when you think of food, it is now a means to an end. What is your goal, Robert? It is to build muscle. It is to create the wealth of health in your muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So when you eat, live, sleep, function in your life, it all becomes a function directed towards what it is that you really, really, truly want, most of all, which is muscle.
Because you can feel sickness, but you don't really feel health, do you?
When you lay that muscle on the body, it looks so beautiful, so
yeah,
fantastic. It's so stimulating. And
are you talking about yourself again?
Well, I was just looking at myself in the mirror.
No kidding.
Which I really enjoy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it for me. So there's no excuses why you can't do it too.
Okay, so let's get into our review. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Ms. Marianne Dravatne. What a girl, huh? She's a certified personal trainer and the owner of BC Adventure Bootcamp. And she's been all around the world on a cruise ship, luxurious cruise ship lines. I think it's very exciting. Mind you, she was working, not holidaying. So there's a little difference to that. She's just one big ball of energy. Well, she's not big at all. She's lean and mean, and I know she really does enjoy training her clients at 5:45 a.m.
That's a different lifestyle.
It is.
You got to go to bed early.
I know, but and then what she says is that in the fall, when it starts to get dark, what she does in the morning is all her clients and her wear hard hats with lights on.
They're like blinking miners.
Isn't it fun?
It's bizarre.
And it sounds pretty amazing and incredibly challenging. But hey, that's BC Boot Camp for you. So I just wanted to say thanks to Marianne for her fantastic interview.
Yeah, and she is a bundle, like you say, of energy, but also raring to go. She's into bodybuilding and shows how you can be...
She's into everything.
Female, feminine, all the way, curvaceous, cute, beautiful,
yeah,
and still have muscle.
Yeah.
So let's crush that paradigm, that antiquated belief that building muscle makes you turn into a man. I'll tell you what, women just become more female, I guess, don't they? Female? Feminine?
Gosh, I don't know what to say about that one, but...
Okay, so that's cool. She was great. Now, who is our next month's special guest?
Next month's special guest is Kevin Pollock. Kevin is the Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Geneva National Golf Club, located in beautiful Geneva, Wisconsin.
I was looking at his website, and the golf course that he oversees and manages is absolutely
beautiful.
And he's into whole food, and he's a guy that really gets into this ideal concept.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin's had 26 years of experience in the golf industry, and get this, he is also a professional golfer and tours with the PGA. And get this, he is a student on the CSNA education program. That's your program, Corey. And he's also a student of the Power Program, the Colgan Power Program.
And we just ran into him at the Power Program camp.
We sure did.
This August.
We met Kevin there.
At Salt Spring Island.
We did. That's
how
we...
And he was there, and he's a great guy.
He certainly is. So we really look forward. And Corey, he's also writing a book right now, too. So you'll get into that in your interview.
That's right. And he's going to tell us how to nourish the body as a golfer.
Yeah.
No more drinking beer on the golf course, people. And, you know, he says that these guys at halftime, when they do the first nine, they go into the clubhouse and they literally eat clubhouse sandwiches and French fries with ketchup.
These are the pros?
I mean, they eat terribly.
The pros?
Yeah, the pros.
Well, we know that.
They don't know how to eat food.
I know.
They eat like children.
Mm-hmm.
Let loose.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, daddy, let me eat anything I want.
Okay.
And that's why they have all kinds of lower back pain and inflammation in their joints.
No kidding.
So he's going to really give us some good insight.
Yeah, we
there.
Look forward to Kevin Pollock's interview.
Right. Okay. So what is your hot topic?
Oh, boy, I find this absolutely exciting. And when I go on tour, I'm going to start talking about this, too. What is your body type? What body type are you? The majority of people in North America tend to have a slow metabolic rate, and each one of us has what is called a set point, or what is known as a genetic metabolic predisposition. So this little segment that I want to talk about is about the three somatotypes that we have. Okay.
Our body types. Everyone's got one.
And a somatotype in the dictionary means the entire body of an organism, exclusive of the germ cells, the axial part of the body, including the head, neck, trunk, and tail, the body of a person as contrasted with the mind or psyche. Dr. William Sheldon, who from 1898 to 1977, he was an American psychologist who devoted his professional life to observing the range of human body types and the associated human personality traits or temperament types. Pretty cool. So what he does is, through this meticulous examination of the carefully posed, the front view, the side view, and the back view, he has photographs of 4,000 college-age student men. But with this somatotype, there's a personality type that goes along with this. So he devised ways of standardizing the measurement and the numerical expression of the various degrees to which each of the three elements was present in any individual person's psyche. So he came up with this, what you saw. The endomorphy, as being focused on the digestive system, particularly in the stomach.
And I'm an endomorph, and I can really relate, because all endomorphs have a slow, challenging digestive system. If we overeat, man, it just plugs us up like you wouldn't believe.
I am part endo. I think I'm an enigma. I'm a little bit of everything.
You are.
Then we have mesomorphy, as being focused on the musculature and the circulatory system.
The center of the universe, the mesomorph.
Mm-hmm. Then we have ectomorphy, as being focused on the nervous system and the brain. On these basis, he came to recognize that individual human beings would all possess stomachs, muscles, and nervous systems. But what would also differ, more or less, is the inherent focus on their bodies towards their stomachs, muscles, or nervous system. Isn't that cool? So anyway, he came up with endomorphs, mesomorphs, and ectomorphs. So the endomorph body type is soft body, underdeveloped muscles, round-shaped, overdeveloped digestive systems. And they have an associated personality trait with this too. Love of food, they're tolerant, evenness of emotions, love of comfort, sociable, good-humored, relaxed, and need for affection.
Mommy, mommy.
That's the endomorph. Yeah, that's
I know. But we're soft and sensitive. We're caring and we're loving. But we can be hard and muscular too.
I know. So, okay, so then we have the mesomorphic body type. This hard and muscular body.
Hercules. Achilles.
Right. Spartacus.
Absolutely.
Overly mature appearance, because they have the muscle. Rectangular shaped. Thick skin, upright posture.
They're like the ideal bodybuilders. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, bodybuilders, when they're maxed out, look like mesomorphs. Mm-hmm. But they're all, in almost all cases, either ectos or endos, who have become meso in their appearance because of the training.
Right.
But by nature, genetically,
by nature, yes,
they still will resort back to their former state when they stop training.
Mm-hmm. So the personality traits of a mesomorph would be adventurous, desire for power and dominance, courageous, indifferent to what others think or want, assertive, bold, zest for physical activity, competitive, love of risk and chance.
Wow. You know what? I like the indifference to what others think or want when it's something that is not a positive dependency. If I am really concerned about what you think or what you want to the point where it gets in the way of my own personal happiness or fulfillment, that's not a good thing.
No.
But when I am indifferent to you on an insensitivity issue, like if I don't care what you think and I really bother you, that's when
that's
it doesn't.
That's boorish.
That's when
rude.
We call that guy an arrogant so-and-so.
No, exactly. So then we have the ectomorphic body type. They're thin, flat chest, delicate build, young appearance, tall, lightly muscled, stoop-shouldered, Large brain.
Large brain.
Oh,
oh, they're going to love that
man.
One. Well, that's because there's less of them physically, and there's more head, right?
Yeah.
So they're relatively speaking large brain.
Uh-huh. Their associated personal traits would be self-conscious, preference for privacy, introverted, inhibited, socially anxious, artistic, mentally intense, and emotionally restrained.
And you know the self-conscious part?
Yeah.
That relates to them being skinny and thin when they're young kids and wanting, dreaming about muscle, and never being appreciated for their strength, because they are by nature quite strong. They're remarkably strong, but they don't look strong because they're not muscled. And so they never get this credit for the way that they actually are. And so what I have found in my own analysis of the ectomorph, which I happen to specialize in.
Yes, you do.
And I can help anyone out there. If you're lean and thin and you've been lean and thin all your life, you've gone to the gym, you haven't responded, I know how to help you gain the muscle. Just go to CoreyHulley.com and look at my mentorship program. No, but these guys secretly want muscle. And let me tell you something out there if you're listening, if you're an ectomorph. If you don't think that muscle is not the answer, think again, my friend. What you've done is that you've found a way to make your mark, but you're still not fulfilled inside, and you never will be until you get that muscle, until you look exactly the way you want to look. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
It's incredible.
Everything is really that simple, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I know how I feel. Like, if you know, I've been, when if I sit and I write and I write and I write, and you drag me, like, Tracy, get your butt to the gym. That's what sets us apart from everybody. But I get so into writing that I just, you know, and then my back starts to ache.
Well, it's almost like you get glued to the seat.
Well, I know. You get on a roll.
I know.
You know,
we're like sitting there for 3, 4, 5 hours, and then I stand up after doing heavy squats, and like I can barely even move.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, you know, getting to the gym, the muscle really, really does hurt, work well for me because I feel good when I look good.
Yeah. So these body types, the ecto, the meso, and the endomorph, a fascinating study.
It's wonderful.
And very few people, you and I have noticed, actually know anything about themselves as it relates to their natural body type.
But it's funny, we'll go to parties and people will say, they tell us about them. They don't tell us about themselves, but they'll say, oh, you must be an endomorph or an ectomorph, whatever. And then I start rapping off what it is. And they say, you've described me to a T.
And they're
blown away. Sold. They love me. It's
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. So this is a great conversation piece for
wonderful.
Parties.
Yeah.
Start going around analyzing everyone's body type.
Absolutely.
And see how well able you are to pinpoint people down.
But it also, too, with the blood type. But that's another story. We'll talk about that later. Anyways, that's my story.
Excellent story, dear.
Yeah.
So that was a great he said, she said.
I think so, too.
And it was nice seeing you today again. And to bring our regular conversation to an end, what are your final words, my dear?
My final words is a Spanish proverb. A man too busy to take care of his health is like a mechanic too busy to take care of his tools.